I've been playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars for the Nintendo DS, and
that game is excellent.
It's really very good. I was going to get it on iPad, but the controls didn't do it much for me, and then I realized that I owned the game on the DS, and I just never played it. Yeah. And I like it, and I think that I would be the world's best drug dealer.
Yeah.
Just what makes you qualify for that?
I'm really good at just buying low, selling high, scare tactics, pushing, pulling.
What is your go-to drug?
Oh, heroin, absolutely. Not
in real life, in the game.
So, like, heroin is, like, the biggest profit margin, you know? Like, I don't even want to bother with uppers or downers or looties or ludens, cough drops. Like, just give me that black tar. Give me that juice. Give me that horse. Because that's what's going to get me the benzos and the Lorenzos. You know what I mean?
Is there, do you get punished more if you have heroin on your person? In that game, like when you get arrested?
No, you can actually,
minimums?
If you get arrested, you can use the heroin as an item, and then you get real strong.
That's not true.
And you can fight your way out. It gives you a health boost and an achievement.
Heroin doesn't do that.
Heroin gives you a health boost and a strength boost and an achievement. So, good values. Good values. Good Christian values. Hi everybody, I'm Griffin McElroy, and I played a game this week.
Hi everybody, I'm Christopher Plant, and I kinda did the same.
Hi everybody, I'm Dave Tack.
Who are you?
Dave Tack, everybody's favorite podcaster.
Not everybody's favorite podcaster, everybody's favorite Griffin replacement.
Your voice sounds like if
Dave Barry?
Dave Barry.
Your voice sounds like Dave Barry writes. Mm.
I like that.
There's somebody else on this call, too.
My name is Ross Forchick, and I know the best game of the week.
Yeah, everybody, you're listening to the besties. I don't normally do this part, so let's just get through this together. Every week on the besties, we bring our favorite games of the week, or sometimes the only games that we have played that week, and we pit them together in a contest of superiority. And then we take the winner of those games, and then we pit it against our current game of the year, which at this very moment, I believe is Spelunky?
And I think we're retiring it this week.
I think we got to get rid of Spelunky, which is really too bad because I don't think any of the games we got this week are good.
Not even
close. Dave Tack, you're commissioning. Can you just talk for 3 minutes? Give just 3 minutes solid of your oaky, honey stained pipes.
Rules of the Red Rubber Ball.
Oh my God.
Chapter 1. The master in the art of living makes little distinction between his work in his play.
Okay. All right. Well, this isn't nearly as entertaining as I thought it was going to be. Can you adjudicate real quick for us the order in which we will be going?
Griffin will start.
All right. You hear that? He knows where the power is.
It was implied, I guess.
Okay.
I think then Chris, then Russ.
Okay. That sounds good to me. My game this week is Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars for the Nintendo DS. It's really good. It's surprising how they've squished the whole Grand Theft Auto experience into it. You can sell drugs. It's a lot of fun.
How did I not hear it? That just came out this week?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. It's a HD reboot.
What store did you buy that at?
I bought it at the Shop and Save.
Funko Land?
I bought it at Funko Land. My game this week is Racketeer. It came out on Xbox Live Arcade, and it came out this week.
And how many other games did you play this week?
Any cues? It is a Kinect title, and
Kinect.
Yeah, it's better with Kinect.
Is it really?
It's required with Kinect. Here's the thing about Racketeer, and I, I deliberated bringing it on, or like just like digging up an iOS game really quick that I could sort of, you know, just shit my way through the episode, as we are frequently wont to do. But here's the thing about Wrecketeer. The thing that is not good about Wrecketeer is not the Kinect controls. The Kinect controls work pretty well. And honestly, I think that it is more fun than it would be with just a controller. The Kinect controls are fun, and in that context, like Wrecketeer as a party game, it totally works. Well, and like what are you doing exactly?
Yeah.
It is basically Angry Birds-esque. Only instead of just sort of firing it and then having very, very little input on your shot after you fire it, like you have an Angry Birds. Like in Angry Birds, you have the shot where you can fire it and then touch the screen to send it firing down or split it off. In Wrecketeer, your shots move molasses slow. Even the speed shot moves pretty slow. But you can manipulate your shot in midair, either by slapping it around to sort of change its trajectory, or there's a bomb shot you can detonate in midair to like try and take out a bunch of like load-bearing pillars. Like a bridge is best to take out with stuff like that. There's a flying shot that you can steer around the level and pick up power-ups and stuff like that. But each shot takes like a minute to do, all things considered, like lining it up and then firing it and then manipulating it. And all of that stuff works really well. The problem with Wrecketeer is that it feels like the destruction in the game is completely random. Like there's no way to get a good beat on it. And it's really frustrating when you line up a shot that in the past, like this strategy has worked for you before and totally destroyed entire castles in one blow, only this time, for reasons beyond your understanding, instead of like taking out a whole wall, it'll just punch a hole through that wall and do like 10, you'll get like 10 points. And the scoring is cumulative, so you you get a multiplier based on how much of the level you've destroyed. So if you like fuck up your first shot, you're done on that level. Like if you don't break a certain multiplier limit, there's no way that you're going to be able to get any medals on that level. Because destruction isn't like, it's not like Angry Birds or even Boom Blocks is another point of comparison where you know exactly how it's going to shake out because the bricks are their own standalone things and you understand how they work. It's one big building and it collapses in ways that is just completely chaotic and unpredictable. Which sometimes works in your favor. Like sometimes you think you totally messed a shot up and it manages to make its way throughout the entire level, bouncing around, killing everything. But when you screw it up and then you have to restart, the longness of each shot, it just kills you, man. It's like you spend 10 minutes really getting a level down perfectly. And then if you screw up a shot and you don't have any mulligans, then like you have to do the whole thing over again. And that's a really uninviting prospect after a while.
Are you standing up while you're playing this game?
Yeah, you're standing up.
Can you sit on a couch?
I don't think so, no, because the way that it tracks your the power with which you're doing the shot is you have to step forward and actually grab your shot and then walk it backwards. And so
can you lay down on a couch and go to sleep?
Yeah, you can do that. You can also go out to Arby's and eat a roast beef sandwich, but you won't be able to play the game when you do it.
That doesn't sound that bad.
It sounds actually pretty good. If my game this week could be going to Arby's and eating a junior roast beef sandwich, then I would bring that. But unfortunately, it's not interactive digital entertainment. So that's Wrecketeer. It really is. It's fun in small doses, and the Kinect controls work great, and it's a lot of fun until a shot of yours that you thought was going to be totally baller isn't, because there's absolutely, like, it seems like there's no rhyme or reason to the way things fall apart. That's which is, by the way, that's my favorite All-American Rejects album.
Not your favorite Chinua Achebe book? It's your favorite All-American Rejects album?
They did the album cover of the book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't expecting anything from Wrecketeer. It was actually kind of a delightful surprise that it wasn't totally miserable. And I think it deserves some credit because Iron Galaxy like figured out how to make Kinect work in a way that few games have. Like for me, it's like Child of Eden and Fruit Ninja Kinect and Dance Central. are like the only three that have really nailed it down. And they got the controls down. It's just the world.
Got in which, that game not working.
Yeah.
It's the game it that's worked. The problem.
It works. It's just, it could work better.
Need more fun. Fun factor.
Need it. I would give the fun factor a really, like, sad face.
Frowny face, yep.
Yeah. So that's right here.
Well, that's a good chance.
I hope that was Spelunky in the Summer of Arcade? It seems like the Summer of Arcade has been kind of... It wasn't, was it?
It wasn't. So, just to talk about Summer of Arcade real quick, there are a couple games I'm excited for. Deadlight. I think that comes out next week.
Deadlight looks good. Dust looks totally ballin'.
Dust looks really good. And Hybrid is not really a game I would probably play, but it looks
interesting. It's got some interest. I haven't played it at all, but it's got really interesting ideas, and I love Fifth Cell.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll be good, but like, I don't know. It seems like they always save their hot jams for. I've almost always gotten the Summer of Arcade like bonus from buying all the games, and I could not recommend buying Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD or Racketeer at its current price.
Yeah, that's. I don't think they brought their hot jams this year.
I do not think. I no.
Sad.
No, I don't think so.
What happened to Jet Skate? Jet Grind Radio.
HD, it's not out until later this year. I think October, maybe?
What? Or I September? Thought that was a summer game. No, that's a summer game.
No. You would think that, because it is the type of game that makes sense for a long, hot summer evening. But, no, I think it is set out for a chilly fall afternoon.
With a glass of wine.
With a glass of wine. You sit there with your loved one, and you, you tag. Who's up next?
That would be Chris.
Chris Plant.
Just fact checking. Okay. It's slated for a summer 2012 release on XBLA, PlayStation Network, Windows, and iOS.
Okay.
So maybe it will come out. Maybe there's hope. Or maybe this will be the worst summer for Xbox downloadable games ever.
What, we're pinning our hopes on a remake?
Right now, yeah. That's
pretty much it. That's really too bad.
I mean, we had Spelunky, so technically that was in the summer.
Yeah, it wasn't in Summer of Arcade, but it's just because of a scheduling thing. I mean, it's effectively, you could consider it a Summer of Arcade game, because it's an exclusive.
Yeah. Okay, so my game is called Spy vs. Spy. If you're older...
You're doing like the kind of goof that I did, where I brought a game that was like super, super old.
No, this is super, super old. It's a remake for the iOS devices.
Okay.
And I believe it's somehow made by the same company that made it originally, First Star Software.
Yeah.
Or, like, what remains of this company in some capacity.
How are they not all dead?
I think there's probably, like, an iron lung somewhere deep beneath the sea that is developing this game.
That just churns out remakes of Spy vs. Spy. I was crushed because I really loved Spy vs. Spy. Like, I loved this. I could have sworn this was my favorite game. And because I don't have a working NES, I just could not, you know, prove or disprove this theory. So when people asked me, what is your favorite game? I'd be like, oh, you know, I love Earthbound. Spy vs. Spy, that's got to be up there, right? And now I've played it again for the first time since I was, like, 7, maybe younger, and it's not fun at all. It's like punishment. It is a game in which you are just punished repeatedly for one, not knowing how to play it, and then once you do learn how to play it, because you will confuse where a map is because nothing makes sense where any of the buttons are, then you're just punished for being in rooms in the game. I guess I should explain how the game works for anyone who hasn't played Spy vs. Spy.
It's basically like the Cube movies, if memory serves.
kind of like that. It's so you're either the white or the black spy from Mad Magazine's cartoon, Spy vs. Spy. You have to collect 4 items that are in different rooms of a 2D world, and you can travel between these rooms by going through doors or, like, through holes in rugs or up ladders. There's all different ways to get from room to room. It's very confusing because all the rooms look the same. In each of these rooms are different objects, like a painting or a bureau, and you check these objects and when you check them, you might find one of the four items that you're looking for. You also have to find the briefcase, the coveted briefcase, because the briefcase allows you to hold all four items at once. So a lot of the times what you're doing is finding an item, moving it to somewhere that you think it might be safer, and then the final piece of the puzzle, you have five different booby traps that you can use, like a bomb or a bucket of water that goes above doors or a gun that can be like wired to a door and a bureau.
Which of these is not very violent at all? You have a bomb, a gun, and a bucket of water.
Oh, there's also a spring. So don't worry, there are two pacifist weapons, but they all of them kill you no matter what. You turn into an angel and die.
I don't agree with the lethality of a bucket of water and a gun being even remotely equivalent.
Do they actually say that it's water?
That's the thing. It could be acid.
Yeah, but what kind of bucket would be able to hold acid?
A rubber bucket.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, have you not watched Breaking Bad?
Or read any science book or done any science in your life ever?
Yeah,
I thought the really only bucket that could hold acid was an acid bucket, like made of acid.
You freeze the acid and then you put acid in it.
Right.
Moron.
It's like how diamond can cut a diamond and nothing else can.
Acid can cut acid.
Mm-hmm. Did you even go to school, Russ?
I went to a school. Didn't we discuss I went to Phoenix University?
Oh, that's right.
Phoenix Wright University.
Phoenix Wright University. Law school.
Okay, so I'll finish this off really quick. The problem with the game is, one, it controls like ass. Two, you collect all these things, right? If you enter a room with someone else, with the other player, the other spy, whether it be an actual person playing or the computer, you immediately lose everything you're holding. So you have to fight them. You have to. Because if you want your items, you either surrender and run away and they get them, or you fight them. And the fighting in this game is just purely random. There are three buttons that, from what I can tell, don't do anything different. They should be a Rochambeau, but I don't think they are. And you just jam these three buttons that are away from where you would actually move your character. And you have to be pressed exactly up against these characters. And I said it's a 2D world, but you can move up and down like it's a 3D space. So you're never quite in line with people. So it's just you, both of you, trying to realign with each other and then pray that you're the one who knocks the other one out. And then you get their briefcase and then you make it to the exit and win. So the goal really would be to just trail the other spy, let him collect everything, and then just beat the snot out of him, 50-50 odds, and like exit the building. I mean, it's such a broken design idea. And I get why I liked it as a kid, because, you know, there's nothing else like it where you could like set booby traps and like espionage and collect cool things. And I'm sure it was awesome then, and maybe even awesome 10 years ago. But now, especially with the touch controls, it is just dead. Furious.
What sucks, it sounds like the kind of game that is just like, it's like one gameplay mechanic away from being good. It's like if there was one regulation in there, because everything in there, like the booby trapping sounds great, and the sort of hide and go seeking, like that's great. Like I'm all about stuff like that. But if you just sort of like throw all that shit together without any plan for blending them well, like it's not gonna work. Yeah. I can't believe I'm breaking down and criticizing a game that came out on the NES.
I also don't really care for the race war aspects of the game.
You're both orange.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't play backgammon for this very reason.
Right. I mean, we're trying to live in one world.
Yeah, we got one world. We got to share it. Stop dropping buckets of acid on people who are a different ethnicity than you, the world.
I just like that somebody designed this game, and I think the people who designed this game were like, they were geniuses. These are like, you know, they like had traveled the world. They had read many great books. And they came up with this strategy game. They're like, oh, it'll be so well balanced. There'll be all these traps. You'll need specific things to defuse them. You'll have to decide whether you want to carry items or like store items. But then when the two people meet in the same room, you'll just hit the screen. And then whoever hit the screen the hardest, they win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, yes, I see. That's a great strategy. That's perfect.
You're saying if they had maybe had one more genius on the team.
Yeah, just like, one genius who was
guys,
like, oh.
I don't... That sounds actually wicked stupid.
Yeah.
So...
Why can't he just hold more stuff? Why does he need a briefcase?
Because he's too busy carrying around a bucket of acid. It's very precarious.
You're also carrying a bomb, a bucket of acid, a gun, a spring, and something else.
Can I combine the spring and the bucket of acid to create some sort of projectile acid bucket throwing device?
You would hope, but no.
Can I just use the gun to shoot the other guy in the fucking head?
Oh, you
oh right!
I gotta put it on a door first.
On a bureau. Hey. I don't know too many games that have bureaus there. I gotta give them that.
Yeah. Well,
the other good thing I will say about the game is you can play the original version. Like it looks and sounds like a Commodore 64 game, which is fun. I mean, as a distraction, and also in that version, when you whack each other, you literally just pound the screen. You don't have to, like, choose from three random buttons that appear to be doing nothing different. You just kind of tap at the screen, and then somebody dies. So it happens... The tedious part of it just goes by more quickly. It just passes over you.
Brief segue. Does anyone here know what the 64 in Commodore 64 stood for? Because, like, N64 was 64-bit, right?
Right. Yeah.
So is there, like, a smaller kind of bit? That Commodore 64.
I want you to just sort of like go down a list of numbers, and say them after Commodore, and we'll see if any of them like sound better.
Commodore 39.
No way.
No.
16 absolutely.
Definitely works.
Commodore 16. I don't know. That sounds more like an AOL Instant Messenger.
What about
user?
Like Commodore 8?
You do understand why it's 64, right?
No.
64 kilobytes of RAM.
It was invented in 1964.
Also that it was too ahead of its time. They had to wait. They're like
it launched alongside really table tennis for two.
Exactly. It's intermission time. Does anybody have anything they want to say and talk about? Any special events?
Hi.
Oh my god. It's like a audio hug.
How you guys doing?
It's doing better.
He is the
now.
Blue label of voices.
Dave Tech, tell me about your week so far.
Work?
Yeah, I know about that because we work together. Games do that together too. But
it was lunch.
What did you eat for lunch?
I usually forget to take lunch.
Okay. Do you get? What was the last like exciting food adventure that you went on?
I got an email from Sheetz, which is a gas station.
I'm familiar with Sheetz.
Yeah. And they were doing $4 footlongs.
Wait a second.
Like as a poke in the eye.
A gas station hot dog?
Like, no. It's a sandwich, right?
Oh, a footlong sub, yeah.
Yeah, Sheet specializes in sandwiches. So let's back up here because you got an email from a gas station telling you to come down and eat one of their gas station sandwiches.
So I did.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah, how did they get your email address?
I must have given it to
Did
them
you subscribe to the Sheets? Sandwich delivery deal hotline email.
If they had a sandwich delivery service, I'd never have to leave.
Oh, Dave, this makes I'm not gonna hate on Sheetz because their sandwiches are good, but I don't need them to be a part of my social media landscape.
But if I didn't sign up for that, right? How would I have known about the $4 sub?
You wouldn't, and that's what's so beautiful about this world of ours is that I didn't know about it, and I just kept on living. You know?
So you drive to a gas station. And for the food specifically, like not to fill up.
When was the last time you got excited to go to a gas station?
Very rarely.
Exactly.
Well, we don't have cars.
That's why I said rarely.
Right. Well, that's not an issue with Sheetz. You can just go get a sandwich.
I Googled Sheetz because I thought I would have more trouble because Sheetz are something people put on their beds. But no, Sheetz came up right away. It is spelled S-H-E-E-T-Z.
Oh, yeah. Damn. I was not expecting that.
They put that on there so that you don't get it confused with betting.
Which is understandable.
Mm-hmm. First thing that comes up after that, question, does Sheetz buy Middle Eastern gas?
Ooh. That's what's so great. It's all homebrewed. It's all organic. and it's all cage-free gasoline.
Free-range gasoline.
Free-range
racist gasoline. Mm-hmm. You know what game they would love? Is probably Spy versus Spy, I think.
Probably.
Oh. Are we going to get the answer about Middle East gas?
Oh, you're not. I'm not going to read it out loud.
They do get Middle East mustard, yeah, though. So you can't. You can no longer get.
They also serve hummus.
Yeah, and that's.
I appreciate the pronunciation of hummus.
Yeah.
It's very accurate.
Yeah.
Apparently Dave Tack's highlight of the last 6 months was going to a gas station and buying a sandwich.
That makes me the saddest man.
This is all your fault, Griffin.
How is this my fault?
I'm not saying I'm proud of it, guys.
Is this Ohio or is this just you?
No, this is pretty much just me.
I think that is not true.
I'm looking at Google Images and there are a lot of people excited about Sheets.
You can't just divorce the man from the territory, you know? I think Dave Tack makes Ohio what it is and vice versa.
You know, we have an election coming up, I think, later this year.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about it on the podcast.
Ohio's always been a bit of a battle state, and it sounds to me like where people should be stumping is not, you know, at the VFW.
No.
Sheets.
This is Sheets.
This is where people are going.
Sheets.
Sheets. So
you're still saying, you're still putting that hard S on it.
Sheets.
No.
That's all I can think of is sheets whenever.
Just blue sky in this though, right?
Okay.
If there's an elderly man who wants me to vote a party line between me and my $4 footlong,
mm-hmm,
I'm not sure that that's going to have the effect that he desires.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Hey, Russ, do you want to talk about your game now?
Yeah, I would, but I'm a little concerned about something because you remember last week?
No.
Griffin said that he felt that I was lacking in bombast.
Am I about to reap what I sowed?
And honestly, I would agree. I don't think, you know, it might just be me. I don't know that I'm capable of offering the sort of romp and excitement that Griffin is looking for in a podcast.
Dave Tack, buckle your ass up.
I do happen to know someone who is. Come on in here. Well, howdy, folks.
Who is this?
My name's Texarkana Tumbleweed. My friends call me Davey, but you can call me Texarkana Tumbleweed.
Okay, I won't. Hi, Tex.
Howdy.
What?
You guys talking about Sheets? I love that place.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Holy cow, they have like the best sandwiches. Woo doggies.
We are really assaulting the sensibilities of the flyover states this episode.
Let me just tell you, when I had my wedding, this was my fourth wedding, not my third. I had my wedding at Sheets. They catered the whole thing. Everyone came, filled up, had a wedding, left. It was great.
Can you just tell me like what people group right now you are representing? Is it Texans?
I'm my own people.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't sound like anyone from the South.
No.
I live in a place that most people haven't heard of.
Okay. Is it Texarkana? Because I have.
It's heard not. Of... It's not Texarkana. Okay. That's not why they call me that.
Is it Tumbleweed?
No, it's not Tumbleweed either. Little town called Dillon, Texas.
Yeah. Okay. So how's the football there? Tex.
Oh, we got a good one this year. We got a team and a half this year.
That's illegal. You are not allowed to have a team and a half.
We got them.
Don't tell the authorities because we got them. Okay. So, Texarkana, tell me about your game.
Well, I got a little game this week. You know, this lily-livered northern sumbitch named Russ Rushdick asked me to bring a game. I was like, I don't even... What is this, video games you talking about? But then, I was looking online, and I saw a little game called Shell Razor. And I liked it because it had a bit of some wordplay in the title.
Yeah.
It was about a turtle. Right?
Now, based on your dialect and your voice, I'm assuming that you love, like, subtle puns and metaphors.
Yeah, see, I like it when the words mean two different things at once.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, because it's about a turtle, You yeah. got the shell, right? Because turtles yeah. have shells.
I've heard that.
And then about them. You have razor, which is like you're shaving, but not really. It's like you're raising hell with the mm-hmm. turtle. So the shell, and then you're raising it. Got it?
I got it. Just tell me about the game.
Okay, so this game, Shell Razor, has you controlling this turtle, and he's marching along the beach, and there's, I guess they're little, like, beastie things, like, they're green, and they got pointed ears, and they're running at the turtle. They ain't happen with this turtle. And the turtle, meanwhile, has some buddies on his back, right? And these buddies got machine guns, and they got rocket launchers, and they got other sorts of explosives. Honestly, it's like 4th of July on the turtle back.
Okay.
And these turtles, this turtle, I'm sorry, there's just one turtle. Worth noting, though, the turtle, he's got one quest in mind. He's got to get through these green, pointy-haired beastie guys to get to his long-lost turtle love.
And that appeals... What part of that appeals to your decidedly Southwestern
Honestly, I like stories about love and emotion, especially what? Involving turtles.
I am surprised to hear you say that, I'll be honest.
I speak with my heart and my mind.
With your hat?
Heart.
Okay. Could you also speak with your hat?
I can't do that, I'm sorry.
Okay, so your game, just tell me straight up if it's any good or not.
Because
if
man, the answer is it not... good? It's okay. Funner than a frog doing something on another frog. Let me just tell you. So you can get this turtle. He's got, like, the friends on his back. You can upgrade those friends. So they're shooting, like, better rockets. And they're doing more damage, and they're, like, shooting up in the sky, shooting balloons and such. And eventually, you're just marching along, and more friends are joining you. And eventually, you get to your turtle love, and you have yourself a turtle picnic. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. It just, I don't know. It doesn't have that robust edginess.
What more could you want? You got turtles, you got rocket launchers, you got turtle picnics at the end?
No, I'm saying it. Everything. Yeah, everything you just said sounds great to me.
Turtle picnics.
I love it. I guess what I'm having a hard time understanding is why a business like... I'm assuming you hold a rural occupation, maybe some sort of farming job, or perhaps ranching.
No. Well, what do you... I play... Farmville, so that's the farming. But I also I work at the IKEA. You know that place?
I do. I can't believe you are not so racist that you would enter the IKEA.
No, I like IKEA. I have a bureau named Splorg.
Okay.
That thing, I'll tell you.
Well, that's a little racist.
$6. Okay. And it's been in my apartment for 3 weeks. Just fell apart a little bit. Not the whole thing. Just a little
bit. What is the name of your candelabra?
I don't got a candelabra. That sounds too fancy.
You have an iOS device on which to play this game.
Yeah, I got me an iPad Retina.
Okay. See, you are a walking contradiction.
Let me just tell you, you can't judge people before you meet them. Because then you don't know what you're going to get.
Did you call that prejudice?
You might call it prejudice if you wanted to go to some fancy northerner hippie West Virginia school.
Okay, see.
There it is. There it is.
Now we're cooking. Yeah. Now we're cooking with dumb gas. Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Texarkana. Please just never, ever come back
for any reason. Let me just tell you one more thing. I mentioned the picnic, right?
Okay.
Oh, my God. This picnic?
If we could write into the fiction some sort of bus accident involving Texarkana.
I think it's more like the end of Shane, where we see him
just ride off into the sun.
But we know he's dead.
Yeah. What if he literally rides off into the actual sun in space and burns?
Ooh, doggy, that would hurt.
Yep, sure would. Bye, Tex.
Bye.
Take care, y'all.
Okay, bye, Tex. Thanks for everything.
Pew, 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 pew.
What was that, guys?
The I think that was shooting guns.
I think Russ just got shot.
No, I think it was more of a celebratory, like a goodbye, like when two,
like a Yosemite Sam, like sort of shoot them in the air,
like when two planes pass each other, they wave their wings. I think that's what we just experienced.
He liked that game though. I gotta say.
Okay, so Russ, Dave, take over.
Yeah.
Fly the ship into the port.
Into the ocean. Got it. So my choices are a game where you have to stand, and that doesn't work.
Doesn't work for you. Right. But you'll stand to go to the fucking sheets to eat a sandwich.
Usually.
Okay.
Burns calories. The other game is where you have to walk through doors to go to rooms, and it kills your childhood. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was something about Splorg the Bureau.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, there is the option of not crowning a winner.
I don't think that's an option, but I do not think this is the week that we should kick Spelunky off.
We just let Spelunky stay.
I think we let Spelunky ride for 1 week. We make a special exception. We make a stay of execution on Spelunky. Keep that one on. But of the three games, Dave Tack, what are you leaning towards?
Racketeer.
Really? What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dave Tack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me just say, because I know Texarkana was sort of pitching his game. Mm-hmm. I happened to get some time to play it while he was here. Real talk, this game is a hell of a lot of fun. Which Racketeer...
Would you say it's a shell of a lot of fun?
No, I don't really care.
Would you say that it's worth shelling out a dollar for it?
It's worth noting that it's a dollar. And it is damn fun. It's basically like a 90s era, like, shoot 'em up. Like, you know, Sunset Riders? It feels like Sunset Riders, but with a turtle.
I sure am glad that you taught us about this.
Yeah, I was really on the razor's edge of which side I'd fall on.
No, that's not a pun. Chris pun.
This game is my chitin shining armor. Because turtles have chitin shells.
I would fight strongly for Shell Razor. It's excellent.
Oh, well, I never got the impression that it was excellent.
You don't have to get snapping.
Yeah, we don't need a retort to all.
I love that whenever this show is bad, we can just take on a string of puns and just let that carry us through.
Oh, is that what was going on?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God, it.
I'm the only one that can, with any, like, any encouragement, like, pitch their game. Like, I actually want people to go out and buy this game.
Well, then it wins.
Yeah. Okay. Damn straight it does.
That was my fault.
I think that's fair.
It's not your fault.
It's Texarkana's fault. Because maybe he got a little too excited about his job at IKEA and wasn't willing to really give the game.
His improv class lessons.
He really went on a tangent.
Right. And selling it as 4th of July on a turtle's back.
Yeah.
It was not something that made me want to spend my dollar.
So it wins, but it doesn't. We're going to keep Spelunky on this week, right? Are we agreed?
I think that's fine. Mm.
Okay. So that's how things shook out this week. Guys, it might be kind of rough and tumble for a while. I was looking at the release calendar, and
Deadlight comes out next week. That's a good sign.
Okay, yeah, but I just expect some dry patches here and there, I would say.
There's a good SRPG coming out on Vita.
Oh, Growlancer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's actually coming out on PSP.
It sounds sort of like not appropriate.
Yeah, it sounds like when you, it sounds like a penis.
Like it involves tentacles in some way.
Okay. So that's our show this week. It's called The Besties. You can read our stuff at Polygon. Right now we live on The Verge's couch, so we're at theverge.com/gaming, and you can find all of our content there. Subscribe to us on iTunes and rate us. And just go ahead and if you click the 5-star link, then you get free iTunes bucks.
You're going to get arrested.
So do that and tell a friend. And it's going to get better, you guys. It can only get better. Thank you for listening. And tune in next week for the besties, because we're best friends. And
woo, doggy! We'll be right back.
besties.